key thing we really want to see is the delivery and the rollout of publicly delivered early childhood education and care. So state delivered services. And we think €30 million in budget 2026 can start, you know, it can start up 50 services across the country, 3,000 places for children, which can really start the state stepping in to areas where there really isn't there isn't enough service of childcare provision, and you know, to tackle those deserts, to tackle where the waiting lists are the longest, and to really get properly involved. That's what we want to see the state do.
We've gone from a promise of a €200 per month cap from the government to nearly 180 per week in Donegal. So how do you feel this happened, and how do you feel it was let happen?
Well, and I think, to be fair to the last government, they really did work to bring down prices quite significantly with investment in subsidies in the National Childcare Scheme. But as you say, you know, in Donegal and right across the country, the prices are just still too high for people to afford. We are not anywhere near the, as you say, the €200 a month, the €50 a week that was committed to by so many parties and that's in the programme for government. So we have a long way still to go. But I think really what we're saying is that, you know, a huge amount of money has been pumped into the sector in recent years, and yet it's still parents are struggling, and they're struggling to find places, and they're struggling to afford it. So we really think a change of thinking needs to happen. You know, we need a bit of structural reform as opposed to just keeping on pumping money into the sector. At the same time, that's not going to happen overnight, so we really think it is really important that the government, you know, put their money where their mouth is and start to continue bringing those costs down towards that €50 a week that you mentioned there, because as you say, you know, in Donegal, you know, yeah, services are charging up to, you know, €170 on average and beyond. And even with the subsidies, it's still unaffordable for so many families.